That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go for another episode of Save City of Heroes Radio. I am your host from the Virtue Server. It is I, Pogo Man. And what a weekend it is. Man, this has been a crazy, or the beginning couple of crazy weeks. I was telling my co-host a few moments ago. Why don't you bring him on now before I get into everything? Ladies and gentlemen, he is one half of the leadership team of the supergroup Paragon Dawn. He is the one, the only, Mad Viking.
Welcome to Save COH. It's going to be huge.
Huge.
I couldn't resist.
Thank you, Trump. Thank you. It's going to be huge, baby. Let me tell you. You should do a better job. We're both from New York. Come on. How many times have you heard him say it? Come on now.
We have an excuse. We've been hearing it for 30 years.
Yes, we've been hearing long of that. All our whole lives we've been hearing him say it. Oh, it's going to be gorgeous. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be huge. It's going to be classy. Oh, God. All right. So we had, the Republican National Convention this week, which I don't know. There were certain times I watched and I just sat in amazement and, just wow. Democrats, you have your turn next week. Democrat National Convention next week. Then after that is the Olympics. Rock on. But this weekend.
Yes.
The biggest two events of all time in the world of comic bookdom. First, San Diego has this little thing called the San Diego International Comic Con going on. But a bigger event is tomorrow night being held in Millennium City, the headquarters of Champions, that big building right there with the big C on top. It's finally here. I can't believe it's been a whole year in the making. Dawn Con 2. Because we can. It's here. It's finally here. It's Dawn Con Eve. We're less than 24 hours away. And I should have had the website up to read the countdown clock. Why didn't I put
this up? I'm already on it even as we speak.
Oh, it just popped up. 19 hours. 19 hours. The days are grayed out. There are no more days left. 19 hours. 53 minutes. 58 seconds. And guess what, people? There's still plenty of tickets available. Plenty of hotel rooms. And plenty of space. Don't forget to get your t-shirts, your collectible Boop plush figure, and other collectibles that will be on sale tomorrow night only.
And the cardboard armor.
That's right. Yes, and this year it will be Boop in the cardboard armor. Woo! Yeah, don't want to miss that one. That's the collectible this year. Last year we had Boop in the Dawn Con t-shirt. This year it's Boop in the cardboard armor. But underneath, he is wearing a Dawn Con 2 t-shirt. So
yes.
There you go. I can't believe it's been a year already. We're almost there.
Oh, it has been. Now, I have been working on Dawn Con 2 for all of 2016.
Wow, that's pretty good. You went back in time to work on it just to give yourself extra time.
Yes, I got out to the DeLorean, turned on the flux capacitor, and ran at 88 miles an hour.
I went up in the Old West. Marty.
But with all the work that everyone in Paragon Dawn has done, we are now just baiting time now.
it's the work is done. It's just time to sweat it out and go, I hope war, if it's paid off. I think it will. I mean, I don't see it. I mean, everybody's done a fabulous job, so I think it's going to be an awesome time, man. This is the event of the year.
Yep. Well, at the moment, I am at the moment in Champions standing next to Sovereign Reign in Millennium City in front of the Recognition Building. So if you come around listening and you want to pay a visit, we're over here. And Pogo, where are you?
According to the map I'm looking at, I will be up front when you first enter the building.
I mean, as of now.
What do you mean, where am I as of right now?
Yes.
I'm on air. What?
You're also at Atlas, I assume?
Oh, I'm sorry. In Paragon Chat, you mean? I'm sorry.
Yes.
In Paragon Chat, I am standing where I always stand, dude. I am on the steps of City Hall in beautiful downtown Atlas Park. And I have some people torch holding with me. We got Silver Streak. I have Rapture, Paladin, Missy Nova, Star Drive, and Moon Huntress. I'm sorry, Moon Huntress. I want to make sure I say the N right. Otherwise, it's Moo, and that's not it at all.
Okay, well, that's great.
And that's all I can see right
chat
now.
Room.
What was that?
Tell them to come to the chat room now.
That's right. Also, on Blog Talk Radio, if you go to that link, you can log into the chat room, and it's really easy. You could show up as a guest, or you could sign up for an account. It's free, and it takes like 2 minutes, and you could type away like crazy. Because right now, it's just me and Mad Viking here. We're the only ones in the chat room. And in a little bit, I'm going to be posting links, but guess what? You're not going to be able to see them where you are in Paragon Chat. You're only going to be able to see them there, or we have a Facebook page. If you go to Facebook and type in Save COH Radio, we have a beautiful Facebook page, which I'm going to right now because I don't know why I didn't do this sooner. And I don't know what's wrong. Well, you know what it is? I got this brand new keyboard. It only took like 5 minutes to set up, and then I tried talking to Mad Viking before the show, and that's when all hell broke loose. I was like, we got plenty of time. And then all of a sudden the volume wasn't working. I had to restart the computer. I'm flipping out. It was just crazy. Let me see here. I'm going to... Wow, we have 282 likes on Twitter page, on the Facebook page. We're almost at 300 likes.
Oh.
Almost. We are so close. 18 likes away.
Let's see. Paragon Dawn still has 57.
Wow. All right. Go to Paragon Dawn page, people, and hit the like button there. That's the matter with people. Yes, but like if I mention a link tonight and you're like, where is it? Well, for this week's show, you find the link. You'll find where I posted the link for this week's show on the Facebook page. And underneath there in the comments, I will post each link individually. So if you missed something, you know, I might mention an update from Heroes and Villains or a couple of news bits from, you know, San Diego Comic-Con already. I got to be honest, I was so busy the last 2 days, I really haven't been focusing on it because, I don't know, I told you about the site, Mad Viking. Didn't I tell you about this website I found?
My memory.
Well, by the way, you know, I'm like, come on. Every year people complain. There's no way to watch the streaming events from San Diego Comic-Con. Like New York Comic-Con, you put Switch.tv on, and you can watch a lot of the panels. Same thing with Chicago Comic-Con. So I said, there's got to be something this year for San Diego. Well, guess what? They have their own website now. It's www.comic-conhq.com. Now, what they do is, I don't think they're going to do it until after the con, but from what they're saying, after the convention's over, they're going to put up almost every, this is what they're saying, they're going to put up every single panel from the weekend, and they're going to put it on their website for you to watch. In the meantime, though, from noon to 5 p.m. Eastern, they have a bunch of interviews. From yesterday, they had 27 interviews, and they're all up already from day one. So let's say after the show tonight, you want to go check out a little bit of Comic-Con goodness, San Diego Comic-Con goodness, I mean, you go in there and you can check out what they did from day one. And what's funny is it's almost like a G4 reunion. Allison Hayslip, Carrie Keegan, Allison Hayslip is one of the main interviewers, and Carrie Keegan is one of the four reporters.
Well, at least they got the ones that are...
Yes, yeah, they got the two hot ones. But also on this website, Kevin Pereira, he hosts a web show, and Adam Sessler, he hosts a web show.
Man, here's a name I recognize.
Oh, yeah. But from last year, they have a whole bunch of panels up. They have 31 panels, most from last year and some from years past. But they're saying that this year, since, you know, they're specifically doing this for this con, you know, basically the whole thing is it's San Diego Comic-Con 365 days a year. Okay. But you remember when last year we were talking about the show Con Man that Alan Tudyk was working on?
Right.
Season one, all 13 episodes are available for free there.
All right. For some reason, though, I'm saying this now. They're probably going to do the X-Men thing again, and they'll probably have Olivia Munn. You're going to have Adam Sessler going to Olivia Munn and awkward.
Why, they don't like each other, or what happened?
No, they're both from G4. Now one's the star, the other one Well.
Oh. Well, you know what? Last year, Chris Hardwick interviewed Olivia Munn for the X-Men panel, and they were like, this is crazy. He loved it, but he goes, this is freaking crazy. A couple years ago, we were co-workers at G4, and here we are. I'm interviewing you now doing this. And, you know, he does a whole bunch of shows, too, now, so I don't think he's too bad off with the money.
There you go.
You know, between At Midnight, Walking Dead, Talking Dead. He did Talking Dead for a little while, whatever other talk shows they want him to do. So there you go. It's your little bit of San Diego Comic Con. Also, Marvel, I keep forgetting they do this. Marvel Live. I forget what time they start. I think it's like 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day. And it's just their reporters, whatever, they have this booth set up, this huge thing set up, and people come by all day and they have interviews set up. It's friggin' awesome. But I keep forgetting to check it out until the last day. And I always catch it the last 15 minutes. And I always say, I'm going to go back this week and watch them. Well, it's 8 hours straight, and, you know, I'm kind of busy during the week these days, so. I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
That's San Diego Comic-Con news. I'm going to hype this website a little bit more. In the fall, Mark Hamill will be hosting his own show, something with pop culture. Like, he wants people to send pictures in of their collections, whatever. Like, my Batman collection, once I officially get that set up, I'll probably take a few pictures and send that in. You know, and just send it to him. So, here you go. Here's my Batman stuff. But this is a look. There's also another thing called, what is it called? Comics Strip? The Comics Strip. Oh, no, the Comics Trip. Once a week, I think it's every week, a comic goes to a comic book store. And they get the tour of the place, and they talk about the pull list of that week, of hot comics that week. So there you go. And they have a whole bunch of other shows that I haven't checked out yet because I just signed up for this thing yesterday. So, or Wednesday, and I just checked that a little bit last night. So there you go.
All right.
That's that, and that's everything else. I'm just trying to look here. Yeah, a bunch of movies they have. I'm sure they're going to get more because this is like the free month of trial. Here's the deal. It's $5 a month or $50 a year. But I think you get the first month for free, or you spend the $5, watch everything from this year's San Diego Comic-Con, cancel your subscription. If you just want to check that out. I signed up for the year. I got the year. I felt like splurging a little bit of money
as
if I was going to San Diego Comic-Con. So I got the whole year of this service to check out. There you go, people. Anyway, let's move on, shall we?
Okay.
First and foremost, I want to say this. If you'd like to join us on air, call in and chat with your beloved hosts, there's one of two ways of doing so. If you were in the chat room with me and Mad Viking, which you're not because it's just the two of us, I would say scroll to the top of the page. There's a blue square with a white S in the middle. It stands for Skype. You click on that. And wait. I screwed that up. You know how I, because it's been so long since I did. All right. If you want to call in, 646-478-0073. Or if you won the not many people in the chat room, if you were in the chat room with me and Mad Viking, you can scroll to the top of the page, hit the blue square with the white S in the middle, stands for Skype, not Super, sorry, or San Diego. You click on that, it's a free call into the studio. And as I've been saying for years, even though I forgot momentarily a few moments ago, free is good in today's economy, especially with things going on with Trump and Clinton and all that other crap. Holy mackerel.
Oh, you.
let's
get things happy. Keep things happy.
Yes, yes, yes. So I'm so happy because Dawn Con 2 is tomorrow night. So, Mad Viking, I think it's time for those people who don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Let's fill them in on everything Dawn Con 2.
Okay. Well, in order to get to Dawn Con 2, we must talk about the history of Dawn Con.
Okay.
Dawn Con started off as an idea invented by Pogo Man.
That's me.
Say, hey, you know, they don't do events over here on Champions. I got an idea. How about we have like a Comic-Con event?
Yeah, let's do something like San Diego Comic-Con weekend. We don't have anything for them. If we were back in City of Heroes, I'm sure somebody would come up with something. But no, Okay, so go ahead. That was mine. That was my pitch.
Okay. In which then we had 2 months to crank out everything to get ready for
said,
a three-hour
event. Your response was, hey, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, it was. It was a great idea. Like I said, and in a two-month time period, we took a idea into a three-hour event.
Yeah,
we only had three guests at the time being. We had only one person to get interviewed live, but we're hoping for more this time. We had about 72 people in the Champion headquarters, all enjoying. And Champion players had a taste of what we had on City of Heroes.
Right. They got a taste of the community life we had. But for 180 minutes, we had that City of Heroes community goodness going. And everybody was happy.
In fact, that we had people going like, you know, okay, we've seen costume contests. This is like an actual party.
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah, that's what the point of it is.
And the demand and how people loved it was so great. I mean, with every game, there's going to be trolls. And we had a couple of them. But to see the Champions community take these trolls to the woodshed and a few forums devs going like, hey, that's a good idea. And then to see the forum trolls going, never mind what I said.
This plan was
should we do it again?
Through.
It was like, should we do it again? Yeah. Right? Okay. And how about with more? So
more,
we went from 3 hours, and now we're going 6 hours.
Why, that's double the time.
5 to 11 p.m. Eastern. Now, I want to point out something.
Yeah.
Because we had to deal with the Champion Forums people, we had to post most of our stuff, what is known in Champions, as server time. It is literally Pacific time.
Right.
So if you live in California, Oregon, Washington, this schedule's made for you.
That's
Mountain time, you add 1. Central time, add 2. Eastern time, add 3. London, add 5. Europe, add 6. I got to know the time zones.
Yes. Yeah, it's just basically 3 hours. It's Eastern minus 3 hours. That's how I know Pacific time. So.
But want to thank everyone in Paragon Dawn that helped in one form, whether it be moral support, whether it be donating for prizes, whether it was helping with the arrangements, whether it was setting up things for the website and for the Facebook page. I want to thank everyone at Paragon. Everyone helped in one form or another, and now it's going to come to Accumulation Dawn Con 2. To run down what's going to go on during the time period.
Yes.
Now, we will be meeting again in the Champions headquarters on the website and on the Facebook page for DawnCon. We have the itinerary / floor plan.
Yes.
And first, Pogo Man was going, wait a minute, I'm going to be stuck all alone in the front here. And then we had to remind him that there's going to be the female cosplay creators.
I'm good. I'm fine. Don't worry about me. I'll tough it out.
I just had the almost the name. I was going like, I was like, hey, I'm right here. Hey, baby.
Yeah. Hey, what's happening? Welcome to a con. What's happening, babe? All right. So I will be at the front desk meeting and greeting people as they walk in. I will be directing traffic.
But we all know that sooner or later you will be going into the main section.
Yes. Yes. Once all the events officially start, I'll go, okay, let's go.
Okay, but going down the line here, and I'm going to put it in Eastern time, since everyone who is over there on Paragon Chat is more used to Eastern than anything else.
Right.
From 5 to 6 p.m., there'll be a meet and greet and Q&A session, so you'll be able to see which one is a member of Paragon Dawn. We'll be in our blue and white colors. You can ask about the group. You can ask about, how long we've been here. Have we been able to do something? If you want to join, we're able to help you on that one as well.
Yep.
Then 3 o'clock, the first game to come out.
6 o'clock.
When? Yeah, it was 6 o'clock. Yep. yes, I remember. I have to put in Eastern.
Three hours.
Yep.
Sorry.
Where in the game is Kathleen Ryan? Yes, I wanted to break into Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego. Basically, you're going to need a two-man team. One person is going to be inside of you. One person of your team is going to be inside with me, and I will be saying clues while your partner will be going anywhere in the game to find Kathleen Ryan. You cannot miss Kathleen Ryan. She is now she shrunk herself to a normal size in the form of height. In the form of height.
Right.
Blonde hair. A very big tie. If you look at the costume.
A very big tie?
Yes, if you look at the costume, it's always, the tie is kind of wide in the middle.
Okay.
I'm trying to be politically correct because I know sooner or later she's going to listen and she's going to beat my ass.
Are you trying to say she's very curvaceous?
Yes.
Okay. See, that's a polite way of saying it. That's a polite way of saying it.
Okay. I want you to know Pogo Man said it. I did not.
It's a polite and complimentary way of saying it. So there you go.
Okay. All right. In which then there'll be two different ones. And if you are on Champions, I suggest your partner is a level 40 because it could be anywhere in the game. We're not just going to keep it in Millennium. Well, we may. But it may also be in the desert. It may be in Canada. It may be in Monster Island. It may be in Lemuria. It may be in Vibora Bay. Maybe the space station. There's only one way to find out. Play the game.
You know, I keep forgetting about the damn space station. I was there when it first opened. That was the last time I was there.
Okay, which then the next hour, we got to 7 p.m. We have the costume contest.
Woo-hoo.
Which is going to be hosted by one of our guests, Takeets of Herc.
Takeets?
Yep.
He's the guy who did the summer block party.
Yep. He is one of our guests. He will be hosting the costume contest.
Nice. Now, since the night before, do we get to tell the themes now? So people have time to go.
Yes, we can. We can do it now. So those are people who are trying to load in champions. They can get an idea. All right. The themes will be superhero, gaming, anime, cartoons, and the special category, superheroes first day. Let us be honest. When you first break out into superherodom, the first thing you're not going to have is high-tech armor, the expensive spandex,
right,
and the space age stuff. So we are looking for the bargain basement costume.
That's right. This is like, what would you go to Bob's Dollar Store and do what you can. Go to the
Walmart Army special.
The Salvation Army surplus store. What do you got?
Okay, you might get something in the Army surplus. Oh, okay, I'll give that.
Maybe. Depends, but.
All right.
The Salvation Army, that's just regular clothes that are donated. That's.
Yeah, but the Army surplus, yeah.
Now the Army surplus? Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. You know, depending on what the Army surplus is.
That's true.
Straight up or, hey, I got something in the back.
Okay, so all these contests are going on from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern.
Okay, and then when the next one after that, which is 8 p.m. now, the Jeopardy-style game show.
Ooh.
Last year, Pogo will vouch for it, we only had two players. But it held attention as you see these two players go toe-to-toe in Jeopardy form and at the same time ganging up on Kathleen to keep her mouth shut from saying the answers.
You know what? I upgraded from duct tape this year. I got Gorilla Tape. Kathleen, I'm warning you. We're going to gang talk you the second you yell out an answer. Gangbuster style.
The winner of last year is Delphine of Doomsday Brigade. So she is coming back to defend her title.
Nice.
And if she does not show for X reason, her online boyfriend, Turnick, will step in. He was the second person in the original.
They know their trivia.
Uh-huh. And now, Pogo Man will know. He saw me ask these questions. There was a few he really wanted to jump on me, but then I pointed it out and showed the facts,
yes,
and he went,
yes. I went, ah, you're right. Silly me.
No, there was a couple that you were especially...
I was like, hey, wait a minute. Which
yeah,
one?
The best one, and you were close, was
right.
On the subject of comics breaking the glass, in which the first African-American that really influenced comics. Now,
right.
Yes, Black Panther was ahead. Yes, Black Lightning was ahead. And
mm-hmm.
Yes, Falcon was ahead. But when you look by the comparison of those three,
mm-hmm.
then you put in Cyborg...
Right.
Cyborg wins hands down.
But I thought Cyborg didn't. I swear, Cyborg didn't come around to Marv Wolfman in 1980.
Right. But I'm talking about Black Panther came in the 60s.
Right.
Falcon came in the 70s, and so did Black Lightning. But they never really caught on.
Oh, yeah, you're right. They were minor characters. Cyborg is a member of Teen Titans, which, trust me, people. As popular as the X-Men were or are when in the 80s with Chris Claremont, oh no, Marv Wolfman, George Perez, and the Teen Titans, when that hit, that was like both of them, where they were just as popular.
We are talking, and even to that point, Cyborg beat Storm in that category.
Yeah.
I mean, she gained a lot of respect, no argument, but when you compare the two...
It's the tragedy. It's the tragedy of Cyborg. I think that's what it is. It's the more tragic your origin, the more people take a liking to you.
Okay, and then after that, the remaining 2 hours, music and mingling. We'll be taking pictures during the whole thing. We will be handing out random prizes for whatever reason we want to do it for. Now, the reason I wanted to do no really big contest at this time period
mm-hmm.
was because last year we did not even know that on the forums there is a schedule of costume contests.
Right.
In which one of the trolls decided to jump all over us that we did not pay attention to that. I even talked to a couple of very knowledgeable people from City of Heroes and Champions and go, where is this thing they're talking about? And the majority answer was, I don't know.
I mean,
took Brew a good 2 hours to find what I was talking about.
And Brew is really good at finding stuff.
Yeah. So thank you, Brew, for finding it. But
yes.
You know, this time, we're prepared. They're going to go, they're going to interfere with it. No, we're not. This is for the players. They want to go to your costume contest. We will even say, hey, there's a costume contest right over there. We'll be here. You can get your gold or your keys or whatever they're handing out. We'll still be here. The music will be provided by Diamond D and DJ Steel of Cape Radio. And now the guests. It started off Pogo Man. It was supposed to be Pogo Man and Tony V, but Tony V has family. And I can't fault him on that.
Yeah. He told us last week. Big family. Yeah. So.
We got Swack Hammer, as his tune is best known for. He is the letterer of the digital comic Zombie Forever. He's an artist in his own right. Paper Valentine at DeviantArt.com.
Very nice.
Soft Lips, one of our members here, she is one of the people who helps the building of Conuga. She's not one of the big ones, but she can give us a guided tour of how a real con is formed.
Very
so
cool.
If we decide to grow even bigger, hey, we got someone who's ready for this.
That's right.
Let's see who else. Like I said, also we got Takits coming in for the costume contest of Herc. Everyone in who's on Paragon chat recognizes him. He was the one that held the recent COH anniversary as well as the summer party.
Right.
We have Viking Queen of our group, who is a member of the Kiss biggest Kiss cover band of the Eastern Coast, Hotter Than Hell. He's going to give us how it feels to put on the face paint and play the music, get that, you know, stage feeling. Now,
that's right.
Eva's going like, wait a minute, you're talking music now. Well, yeah, correct. But right. Even as, but they Kiss has been known for comics as well as cartoons,
oh, yeah.
Even a live action Saturday morning show. And if
that's
you remember
right.
that one, yes, you're as old.
And recently, a Scooby-Doo movie that was on IDVR'd a few weeks ago. I still haven't watched, but.
But even more recently, they had just signed a deal with Dynamite Comics to have another comic book.
Ooh, are they going to use their blood again this time?
That I could not tell you. I mean, Rain, the Kiss fanatic, she has all the Todd McFarlane ones.
Cool.
And, you know, we're talking, yeah, open up the bags. We are gathered here today. I ain't going to do it. You're going to do it. And now we won't be able to hold on a second here.
What?
I had a message over here on Champions.
Okay.
Now, she won't be able to get on interview, to least to my knowledge, on Cape Radio, though I know the question is going to be asked. We have Champions player turned dev Kaiserin coming.
Wow.
Now, she's going to come in any time. Obviously, she's a dev. You do not tell the dev when to come in. You just go, what time is it? It's between this and this. When I'm ready, I'll come on. Okay. Fine by me.
There you go.
Now, I got two wild cards. Both said they were interested in coming. So
cool.
I will mention them anyway. If they don't show, they did show interest, and I want to support them. The first one, Jeff Brennan. Jeff Brennan has his own comic his own comic that he is making, Cyber Girl Lita. You posted the link to that one on your COH a few times. And
mm-hmm.
also his artwork is heavily displayed on The Big Bang Theory. In fact, it is
Ooh.
Cyber Girl Lita.
Nice.
The other one, and it's the woman that we talked about last week, Rhonda Jolivet. She is a former member of the Grand Ole Opry cast, a country singer. She is a comic book geek closet case. But as of recently, she found out she had thyroid cancer, and now she is going to she's right now in the midst of taking care of that. And I gave you the GoFundMe.
Yes, do I still? I know I posted on the page a couple of weeks ago. Let me see if I still have it. It should be here. Yes.
I think they reactivated.
Okay. Well, this is the old. This is the one.
If there's a new one, I will send it to you, and you can post.
All right. Well, here's the one. I'm just going to post this again here in our chat room. That there's only two of us, so. But under this week's heading, I will repost it under this. excuse me. There we go. Okay. And I posted that. Wow, Vindictive Cat. A few people have joined us since I last looked. Let's see who's joined us. Really quick, I'm just going to do a quick roll call here on the steps of Paragon Chat. There's someone all the way over there. Let's see who we got. Trailer Park Tramp, Silver Streak, Rapture, Paladin, Missy Nova, Starbolt has joined us, Star Drive, Viper, Moon Huntress, and Vindictive Cat has joined us. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in, hanging out, holding torches with us.
They are listening?
I hope they're listening. I just well, they're standing here facing me holding torches with me.
Okay, so. Well, send them the link and tell them to come on in.
All right. Hold on. Yeah, I'll do that once again. Okay, I'm posting again. Once again, here's a show link for those of you who don't have it. There you go. All right.
So we are going for 6 hours, as you heard. We have guests. We have Cape Radio coming in. We have mingling, and we are trying to keep everyone happy on Champions.
Okay.
This has been a very long task, but we have gathered the prizes. We have gathered the people. We are ready to go.
The play of the hall is decorated. It's been sealed for the night. Security is at its tightest.
Now,
T-shirts are printed, folded, ready to go.
Ooh, the most popular question, you know, I've gotten from Champions players is, you know, why are you doing this? You know, for those who weren't there before.
Right.
And it kind of ties into the spirit of COH factor that I think it really people has been eluded. Now, I've mentioned this a couple of times, but I just want to emphasize this again for those who even hit the playback so they could be, you know, emphasized. There's always been on the Facebook pages for City of Heroes two arguments. Bring back City of Heroes.
Right.
The other one, move on.
No.
And you see the opposing arguments a few times, especially on Champions.
Oh, yeah.
But here I am with Paragon Dawn, and we are offering option C. Do both.
Yes.
Remember the times that you were on City of Heroes. Take what you learned from it and go forth.
That's right. Go forth into the world with the lessons we have taught you.
And as you would vouch, Pogo, you've seen it. We've turned what was first a COH, you know, veterans / refugee group into now one of the most well-respected groups on Champions. And that is a feat, especially when if you were here 3 years ago, and some of the Cape DJs will vouch for this, you say City of Heroes, you learned some new curse words, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah. And our group page isn't too shabby either.
Mm-hmm.
Our webpage.
And so I want to encourage the idea of option C. Yes. Remember City of Heroes. Hope it comes back. Look for the spiritual successor. But until then, take what you learned and go to the games that you're playing now, whether it's Champions, whether it's Star Wars, Star Trek, Neverwinter, World of Warcraft, World of Tanks.
Lord of the Rings Online. DCU Online, for those who might play that one. Star Wars, The Old Republic. Pokemon Go. I don't know. That's the new hot topic, but you know,
no.
I don't know how. I don't know how much of a
take what you got and just do it again. It can be done. Right now, Paragon Dawn is the most living proof that option C works.
And here is the biggest lesson I've learned when I first started playing. If you see somebody brand new to the game, help them out. Teach them the ropes. When you guys first started out, I'm sure people were there helping you out too. I don't think I've ever met anybody who had to learn everything on their own when they started playing a game.
Well, they think they learned everything, and then they find someone that knows more.
Right. Well, they think so, and they forget, and then they remember, oh, yeah, I learned that from this guy. So...
Man, I won't say that people may have forgotten that. It's just that it's been so long, it might have fell out of practice.
True.
So that's what I'm saying, you know. We have proven that it can be done. You can have both worlds. You can move on different games. And at the same time, have something, you know, in the past that you still hold dear and true and build on it.
And, you know, have fun. Meet some new people. What's the worst that happens? You gain a friend or two along the way?
Mm-hmm.
For God's sakes, go out there. That's the whole point of life. You know, mm-hmm. door closed, another one opens. You go out there, meet new people, have some fun.
I mean, we've had people coming in from some groups that are hardcore cutthroat, and now they're acting just as fun-loving as us.
Yeah. Oh, and we have two guests hanging out in the Blog Talk Radio chat room now.
Welcome, guests.
Like I said earlier, guest, if you want to type in the chat with us here, go make a free account. It takes like 2 minutes. It's free. Free is good in today's economy, as I always say, but you can type in here and join us like this. Hello, guests. Wow, this keyboard is loud, this new one. Yes, yeah, this is the new stealth one. The thing that I find annoying is this bright green background light. I can't lower it.
Well, code I saw turned in for the night early. I think the he kind of
right.
got to him.
I think once the show's over, I will shut this computer down for the night. Just use my laptop.
Either that or read the manual.
I'm looking for the manual. It's not there. It's not
online.
There. I look for it online. They don't give you the option. Just call this number. Really? Seriously? It's that hard of a thing to do? Come on.
Let's see. Since this is your show, you get to ask me questions like a regular guest.
You're the co-host. Anyway, I will.
Okay.
As you said, we had some members join from last. How many new members would you say we have joined the group from last year's DawnCon because of DawnCon?
Well, at the time being, we were just about to crack 100. Now we're up to like 160, ranging from full active to casual to part-timers.
And these are new, these are all individual players, not one player with like 15 characters.
Right. I'm using our multiple chat program, mainly because we grew so much and we kept having to, you know, move alts to different groups that we actually expanded. We now have a few groups. I'll hit the highlights of them all.
Okay.
Paragon Reserves, those are for the alts. The Q branch is for the officers' alts, so we have like a spare bank in case one gets too full. Paragon Pride. This was brought up by a player at TG Stefan. This is for the LGBTQ community. He came to us and said, "Hey, how about something for this?" Because every time someone tried to start, it fell through. And talked to me, talked to Rain, talked to a couple of others who said, "Well, why not?" And we found out, you know, a few people that were playing were able to finally be themselves and just relax. Now, of course, you know, there's always going to be that initial shock on with some of the newer players, especially when they're young, 18, 19. Let's be honest amongst ourselves. This is not a case of political correctness. This is just wake up and smell the coffee. But
right.
They're all friendly. They all want to have fun. And there's... I'm trying to think of one of the best examples of the situation in question. We've had people that are on the game keeping their identity quiet, coming to us and saying thank you, just because they're able to be who they are on the game.
Awesome.
We have Rising Dawn. For the some of our role players, if you like to do like the academy thing, we have that in there. We have Midnight Eternal. This is a carryover of one of the Softlips and Emmy's groups. We have we got a few.
We have a lot of groups, man. Holy cow!
They're all active in one format, and now we have expanded to Neverwinter and Star Trek Online.
Cool.
All connected to the Dawn Command chat. So if you got tunes on Neverwinter that either homeless or the guild has went kaput, you can now go and see some friendly faces.
Nice.
And we are building a stronghold. We are building the star base. We're in the process. This is the most recent thing. So hopefully I answered that question. A little extended.
Yeah, well, no, that's fine. Quite nicely. Quite nicely. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I was trying to think of a question. That's what I went.
It was like, you're not used to doing the full interview. It's been a while.
No, no, it's been ages since I had to do that. Well, with you too, because I know you. I know most of the answers. So I'm trying to think, like, what don't I know about the group? So,
think of what some of these the guests would be asking.
Oh. Were you going to be asking the guests, or I'm missing
something? If the guest has any questions, then they can say it on Paragon chat, since I can't see Paragon chat.
Okay. Let me see if they have any questions here. I'll type it to them.
Now, we do have a website, www.paragondawn.com. We do have a Facebook page. I've been hesitant about doing Twitter. I will be honest with you, especially after recent news.
What recent news?
The Ghostbusters, Leslie Jones, Milo Yiannopoulos, all that. Yeah.
Yeah. What happened? What happened? I heard something today that she returned to Twitter, but I missed out. What happened?
Okay. It seems that the ugliness of Twitter reared its head.
Okay.
To someone who has never met the ugliness of the internet. For us, it's going like, yeah, ignore, ignore, ignore. But Leslie Jones been getting a lot, getting it due to Ghostbusters. In fact, the worst ones came out, the racist ones, the misogynist ones.
Oh, really?
The ones that gave him that feeling, you know, their reason. And, well, I posted that thing about Comic Book Girl 19 about the truth of the Ghostbusters.
Oh, whoa, whoa. Hold on. My character, Pogerman just flipped out in Paragon chat. He just started running. I don't know why he did that. I was typing to somebody, and sorry about that, guys. He just took off. I got him back. Okay.
But, in which, in the process, Breitbart's movie critic Milo was just chiming in saying, hey, this is just a lousy movie, yada yada yada,
right?
And Leslie Jones says, that's it, I'm banning you, Milo, and I'm quitting Twitter, tears in my eyes and all that. Meanwhile, Milo didn't say anything racist or misogynist. In fact, to quote the article in question, is like, she's called me a white supremacist. Well, then I must be the first. I don't want to quote it exact words for word, unless you get. Can you put up a disclaimer?
Sure. Look, he's just quoting something. It's not his words. There you go.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah. Milo said, calling me a white supremacist, and I am the first black cock-sucking white supremacist. Milo is a homosexual, and he is married to an African-American.
Okay. Here's the thing. For people who don't know, Mad Viking, they posted this review, an honest review of Ghostbusters from a woman. Everything she said is 100% true. However, I think if a guy had said this, it would have been viewed the wrong way. But because a woman said it, you know, you got to applaud her for saying it. Because it's like,
in fact, there was a guy who did say that, and he was the one that Sony went and attacked. Angry video game nerd.
Right. And here's the thing. If it's a lousy movie, it's a lousy movie. Don't call him sexist or misogynist because he said these things. I think it's ridiculous. It's the fact that, okay, it's for women. I have to give a decent review of that because what Sony is pulling is this. Okay, so this is what Sony's pulling. Oh, you didn't like the movie? You hate women. You're a misogynist. You're a sexist. No! And this is what they're trying to do. They're trying to bully people into liking this movie. And it's ridiculous. It doesn't have to do with the fact it's for women. It's the fact they wrote a lousy movie. It wasn't that good. People hated the trailer because guess what? These are four very talented comedians, female comedians. Kristen Wiig, on her run on Saturday Night Live, she was absolutely hysterical. Kate McKinnon, she's a current actress. She is funny as all hell. Melissa McCarthy, on all the TV shows and movies, she's funny as all hell. When she's a guest star on Saturday Night Live, the episode is funny. Leslie Jones, she is not a full-time cast member. She's only on once in a while, but she's on. She's hilarious. The problem is you take these people, and it should have been a better movie. And they said it wasn't that funny. The villain was left to be desired. They said the CGI for the ghost, they look like rejects from the Haunted Mansion from Disney. The ride, if you know what I'm talking about. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go look up the Haunted Mansion ride at Disney. You'll know what I'm talking about.
Or even the Eddie Murphy movie.
Yeah, exactly, because they use those. But it's the fact that in this day and age, that this is where I don't get, you can't give an honest review anymore. Like when people reviewed that god-awful Fantastic Four movie from last summer. Oh, you're just saying that because Johnny Storm is black. You're a racist. Nowhere in my comments did I say anything about him being black. Nowhere in anybody's comments do they say anything about the fact that the women, that it's an all-women cast. All right? It was just a bad movie. Women have said this is a horrible movie. The world says it's a horrible movie. Last weekend when it came out, guess what? It finished second place to The Secret Life of Pets. That had been out for 4 weeks. Okay? It's just a bad movie. I hate this age of political correctness only because, like I said, if you say something negative, the people will find an excuse to call you something negative like that. I can't talk honestly anymore because I'm either going to be called a sexist or a racist. And it's ridiculous. It has nothing to do with that. Like, for example, I got to bring this up. There was a story the other day that I posted. Black Lives Matter decided to do this impromptu rally. What they did was they blocked the end of the bridge. People were trying to get over. Traffic was backed up for at least half an hour. The problem was these parents, their baby was very sick. Now, being parents, oh, my God, let's get our baby to the hospital. They didn't want to wait for an ambulance, which is it's a normal reaction. The hospital is only like 10, 15 minutes away, okay? Let's just get in the car, take her. We'll be there before the ambulance can even get here. It's a normal reaction. They don't want anybody touching their baby until they get to the hospital. Because of this unknown rally, whatever, demonstration, whatever it was, blocking the bridge for some reason, they were stuck in traffic for half an hour. A paramedic who was driving heard about this. The police were able to get the ambulance on the other side of the bridge to where they were to get the baby on, to get the baby in the ambulance. The mom went with the baby. The police said they're going to be clearing the road soon. The dad said, okay, it'll be about 10, 15 minutes. I'll stay with the car so we're not blocking up traffic so we have a way to get home later since the wife was going in the ambulance to get to the hospital. It was the fact this demonstration was blocking and ruining the lives of normal, everyday people who are probably sympathizers with Black Lives Matter. Okay? Finally, the police did the lawful thing, arrested all these people for this unlawful demonstration. I'm sorry. I don't get these demonstrations. Let me get my words right here. The problem is you do these demonstrations against everyday people. You're turning them against your cause when you do these things. This isn't the way to do it. You're affecting people who had nothing to do against you people, against whatever. And I'm saying you people, it's not a black thing. It's not a racist thing. It's just your group, okay? Your group has decided to go and interfere with the lives of everyday people who are probably sympathizers with you guys. Well, guess what? Now you turn these people against your group. and you made yourselves look very bad in doing so. Somebody I know very well associated with the show, I'm not going to say names, decided to turn around, call me and some of my friends who agree with me racist. And I said it had nothing to do with Black Lives Matter. He wanted everybody to say Black Lives Matter. Why? I'm not going to say the names because right now where I rated this group for doing what they did. Again, he played the race card. He called us a bunch of racists, this and that. People thought he was nuts. I'm like, do you understand the point of why I posted the article? Group, illegal assembly, ruining everyday lives. Do it somewhere else. Don't affect other people's lives. Okay, when Occupy Wall Street was going on, they blocked the Brooklyn Bridge. And guess what? It was everyday people trying to come home from work. You've ruined their lives now by doing this. You didn't affect anybody associated with Wall Street. Congratulations. You just made yourselves look bad. That was my point.
But going back to the original
point.
Hold on.
Right. But the point is, no. Well, this is tying in. People are just crying the racist card, the sexist card for no reason. My point was it had nothing to do with being a racist, nothing to do with being a sexist, but people go screaming this in today's day and age. And I guarantee you, this is Sony's plan all along. Let's just reboot it for nostalgia's sake. Don't even worry about if the movie's good. We'll just cry sexism. People don't like the movie. And that'll get people to go.
And with the Fantastic.
Oh, and the Fantastic Four, same thing. Let's cry. We'll cry racist.
With the Fantastic Four, those who know movies just know the Fantastic Four has a bit of a curse.
Right. But this movie was friggin' horrible, The Fantastic Snore, as my stepsister calls it, because I don't know where they got the story from. It was just a horrible movie.
I'll give credit where credit is due. The one with Mike Chiklis as the Thing, they got the family feel of the Fantastic Four correct.
Right.
I don't know what they did in that new one.
Oh, you didn't get that at all? I don't know where the origin came from. And the guy even said he didn't follow. It was so bad. The day it was coming out, the director of the movie went on Twitter to apologize to the fans before they went to see the movie. Flag should have went up not to see the Fantastic Four movie for anybody who went to see it that day. The cast didn't even mention it that weekend or going forward. So that's my point. A movie is a movie. It's bad. If somebody's doing something that they shouldn't be doing, just call it for what it is. It's.
And I have pointed out, someone said, it's like, someone brought it to my face. Well, can you think of something, of an all-female Ghostbusters? Pretty much trying to stump me. I go, I can do it. I can do it very easily.
I could do a better movie, too. You tied in with the original cast saying they're the next generation.
Well,
that's the original,
I can even give you ideas of who should be playing what,
right.
If I may. I know I told you the idea, but I want to say it here.
Go ahead.
Okay. With the death of Egon Spengler, since we have to factor that Hal Remis has passed away and putting in someone in his place is just going to be cheap. You would have the original Ghostbusters gather as well as the extreme Ghostbusters. Here's your chance to start the building. Obviously the originals are who they are. As for the extreme Ghostbusters, if you remember, I would put in John Leguizamo. I would put in Sean William Scott, who's the wheelchair one. I would put in Jaleel White. Let's face it, he needs to break away from Urkel.
Right, yeah.
And I would put in, I forgot her name right now. I want to say Faruka Salt, but I know that's not the name in question. She was the girlfriend and the water boy.
Okay. Well, I thought this was supposed to be an all-female cast, though.
I'm getting there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You got to start the movie.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yes, you're right. Go ahead.
Okay. It has been 30 years, which means anything made by man sooner or later will start to break down, i.e. the containment unit.
Yes.
Dozer breaks loose and captures the male members of the Extreme Ghostbusters. Now, with Egon's passing away, his will put in Janine Melnitz as his executor. It was simply say, originals, go away. We don't need you guys getting caught. We'll figure out something here. Leaving, okay, so now you have Janine Mills, and the only one that escaped from the extremes would be the female, the goth girl.
Okay.
They need to bring in a new team. Egon, in the cartoon, mentioned he had a sister.
Okay.
Bring her in. She's supposed to be a nuclear physicist, therefore, and that is how they power the containment unit.
Right.
I would recommend for that part Ellen DeGeneres. Let's face it, she's got the deadpan humor, she's got the looks, she's got the voice that would make it perfect Egon sister. You need someone to help build it. Stance has a niece. It was mentioned again in the cartoons. I would bring in Rachel Bloom from My Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Okay.
She has proven in some of her videos she does have some intelligence, able to put in the terminologies properly into that. Not to mention a little comic humor. Dan Aykroyd, come on, let's be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
Venkman, let's be honest. Looked like he was getting back with Dana Barrett, who said there wasn't a child made.
Right.
This one's a toss-up. Definitely, I would bring in Oscar to fill in Janine Melnick's secretary bit and now not play the dumb airhead like they gave Chris Hemsworth. I feel sorry for the guy.
Yeah. He goes from Thor to playing an airhead secretary. I don't get that.
Anyway, the toss-up would be Abby from NCIS or Milam Balak from the Big Bang.
What about Elijah Dushku? Because originally, when they were promoting her, and they were throwing her name around, and she said, when they first mentioned they were making a remake, when they were officially doing this, and she said, I have heard nothing from anybody about this, so.
All right. Well, like I said, I was thinking Abby from NCIS or Mayim Bialik.
Okay.
From Big Bang Theory.
Because
both of them have got that snarky attitude, and both of them have that look that Bill Murray has.
Right. And Balak was once Blossom.
Right.
Sorry. I can't believe that. It was so fun. I'm like, oh my God, she was Blossom.
And
I
would actually keep Leslie Jones.
Yeah.
I would actually keep Leslie Jones. I would ramp it down from Angry Black Woman to I heard all this shit from my uncle. I know what to do.
Yeah. Yeah. They were all you have to make them all relatives of the original crew. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
And the villain, from what I hear, I haven't seen the movie, but I hear the villain was just like, they basically threw the villain in there just for the sake of throwing the villain in.
Yeah. Now, here I am. I got Dozer set.
Right.
And
the Return of Dozer.
This would be the ultimate part of the trailer that people would love. You see the new cast. They're coming up. They see Dozer. Are you a god? Have the Venkman character go, I got this. Yes. Then we battle for supremacy. Damn it, we can't win either way.
That's awesome. Shit. God damn it. But they could, whoever said, when they answer if you're a god, say no.
Which then the media response is, we did that before.
Well, they wouldn't know that.
And tradition sequels, let's be honest, they try to do bigger and better at the end.
Right.
Ghostbusters 2, let's face it. You know, I have to admit, I do have a tear in the eye when I see the Statue of Liberty going through Manhattan.
That was awesome. I just think it was funny when she brought the torch down like a big jack, like a big club on top
in
of
in the middle of the
big,
fight.
Big Warhammer.
They free the extreme Ghostbusters. They need the extra backup. Here comes the surprise. The originals didn't listen, or Janine brought them in and have everyone do the cross.
Right. Big massive street. Ooh. So what is that, like 11 people?
Yep. If you wanted to even throw in something at the end after the credits, have the original Ghostbusters go to the grave of Egon,
right,
and actually see Egon's spirit. Okay, you want to do the Haunted Mansion. I don't care if it's Haunted Mansion.
At that point, I think you could do that with Egon. Because
okay.
At one point, are you ready for this one? I don't know if they did this in the Extreme Ghostbusters or not, but they said at one point they were toying around the idea that Egon, in his studies, found the ghost world, and he was going to be an ambassador from Earth there, and it turns out he was there for like 30 years.
So
that was one.
Then there you go. That would work.
Right. But he was supposed to be, when they finally talked to him, he was supposed to, he was still human, but he wasn't like, he kind of like lost his emotions altogether because he's been there for so long.
Mm-hmm.
So that was going to be something.
And if you wanted to throw one more thing about the cartoon factor, they met, I forget which area. I want to say like Mesopotamian or something like that. The
right.
God of cities. He's the protector of his grave.
Okay.
And basically, he dresses as a bum.
There you go. All right.
So you're going to have him sitting and he's going like, yeah.
Oh, you're breaking up.
Still.
You're breaking up a little bit.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. You said he dressed up like a bum?
Yeah. The guy dresses up as a bum deliberately.
Right.
So
you
know,
he
could be sitting up. When they come in, they could be sitting at the post going, yeah, he's here. I'll leave you alone. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Very cool. Yeah, that would have worked. But
And the other thing is, they even got Slimer wrong. They just, you know, they go like, scare. They didn't realize they got him wrong in this movie.
I didn't see. I saw him, but I didn't know they did. I didn't see them do anything with him.
Well, basically, they had them do pretty much the same thing, but it wasn't in the same style. Let me explain something here. This is a bit of a Ghostbusters trivia.
Right.
There is a basis for Slimer.
Right.
Dan Aykroyd put Slimer in as a and once I say the name
as a what?
Animal House.
Wait, you're breaking up. You're breaking up badly. You said Slimer could have been.
No. All right. Slimer has a history.
Right.
Slimer was based on, and once I say who the name is, if you remember the Animal House cafeteria scene,
Bluto?
You'll see the resemblance. John
Bluto?
Belushi.
Who played Bluto, yes. As soon as you said Animal House, I said, oh, Bluto, yes. Yes, his name
Slimer
was Bluto.
Slimer is supposed to be a tribute to John Belushi.
That would have been hilarious. If they'd done it right, but they didn't. So
the originals did it. You kind of saw it when he was pigging out at the table.
Right.
But all of a sudden, he has a Slimer wife. Yes, it's in one of the trailers. And I'm going like, they better at the very least go to the end of Animal House on that one. That's the only way I can see them getting allowed to do that. Because remember, Bluto leaves with the head cheerleader.
Yeah. And he becomes a senator.
Mm-hmm. Well, there it is.
There you go.
You got,
well done.
You got Ghostbusters, all female, canon. You can even you had your gratuitous sequel. Let's go over the top scene.
Hold on a minute. Wait. The peanut gallery wants to say something about this.
What?
I see that in 3D. Oh, and that's another thing. Oh, you've got to see this movie in 3D for all the ghost effects. And, well, like, are you kidding me? Really? It's like $20 a movie to see in 3D these days.
And God forbid you're in the front row.
Oh.
I was like, why are you looking up at the stars? Because I can't lower my head.
Yeah. Well, that's why I always get there early enough so I could sit at a good spot. Seriously, I told people we're getting there 45 minutes early, at least 45 minutes early. So we go sit down, even if we have to sit there, take turns going to the bathroom to save our seats. I don't care. I just want a decent seat.
So the next time someone goes, well, can you think of something better? Now you got a source.
Right.
You use this podcast and go here. Top that.
So people out there, this is your week. This is your homework for next week. Everybody has to come want to participate. You have to come up with a detailed plot for a better Ghostbuster movie than what's out there right now. And if you want, I can't remember the name of the movie, the name of the game, Xbox 360. I think it was just for Xbox 360. Ghostbusters came out. Ghostbuster game came out a few years ago. After that came out, Dan Aykroyd officially said on record, this is actually the third movie.
Yep.
So I still want to get that.
You can see all the cutscenes on YouTube.
Oh, okay. I'll do that instead.
In fact,
I like to play it. So I like to.
All right.
You know,
I won't give spoilers, but I will say not only did they get the original voices, they got Annie Potts.
Right.
They got Peck. Peck's in it.
Cool. Very cool.
And, but they didn't get Sigourney Weaver, but they got a new female that Venkman chases, played by Alyssa Milano.
Nice. And she's just voice acting, so that's okay.
And the only one that really can go, ha, I don't have to worry about this, is Rick Moranis.
Oh, wait, hold on. You ready for this? It is called Ghostbusters, the video game. It came out June 16th, 2009.
Yeah, but I think the only one that really got out unscathed out of this whole thing is Rick Moranis. Just because he went, nope, I'm raising two kids on my own. My wife died.
Yeah. Wow. Somebody's charging $84 for this game? Oh, probably because the movie came. You know what it is? The movie came. I was like, nope, you're going to want to play this after you see it after the movie.
Like, trust me, this is better.
Damn, I should have bought it a few weeks ago. It's also available for Xbox One. It depends where you buy it from, too. So, that's not bad.
They is like, oh, and one other thing here. They even show, I think it was on that comic book girl 19-1, or if not, it's on another one like Mundane. There's a couple of channels where they show Bill Murray's reactions when he came onto the Tonight Show to support the movie. Now, you saw Ernie Hudson. They saw Ernie Hudson, Dan Aykroyd, Annie Potts. They're smiling, waving. The initial reaction of Bill Murray, why am I even here?
For this movie? Or
yeah. To help promote it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, you have to see when they first walk in, his facial reaction, and then a few of the cut scenes. It's like, Bill Murray, we all know, and it's been documented in a few things, when he doesn't like something, he has no problem being, and I quote, moi.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Out. You said,
hello?
And I quote, yeah, you there? Hello? You said,
yeah, can you
and
hear
I
me?
Quote, yeah, you said, and I quote, and then we lost you.
I quote a few books. I quote a few books. That when he does not like something, he can be a real asshole about it.
Well, I heard originally he was so, you know, because originally they wrote the script for Ghostbusters 2. The studio massively hacked it up and changed it so much. He, out of all of them, he spoke up and said, I am not doing this movie. He was not happy about doing Ghostbusters 2 the way they changed it.
In fact, there was a couple of WikiLeaks. Through Reddit,
right.
They were ready to take Bill Murray to court if he said no again.
Well, I guess that's why he did it. But, you know, I mean, we've talked about this before in the past. I have found here and there a couple of planned scenes that they deleted or they removed from the script. And it would have been a more interesting movie. The sewer scene was supposed to have scarier creatures in there, and they nixed that. And Dan Aykroyd's character, he was supposed to be possessed. On the way back to the headquarters, after they leave the sewers by Vigo, he was supposed to possess them earlier and almost winds up killing the team. And he explains that he was possessed and he was trapped and he tried to fight back, but he couldn't do anything. It was scary as all hell. And then that sets up later on the other possession that happened right at the end.
And so if you know someone that's in Hollywood, take the quote from Comic Book Girl 19. When they offer them the script to Back to the Future remake, say no!
I'm sick of remake. The only decent remake I have ever seen was the A-Team from a few years ago.
Yeah.
Well, only because I felt like it had more action in it. But other than that, no. Every other remake I have seen was just...
I mean...
No, I stopped watching remakes
after
that.
What would I like to see? All right. If you want to really tap into some stuff, tap into some areas where you have something to really try brand spanking new. And I don't mean Yogi Bear and Battleship.
Right.
Why did they make a Battleship movie?
Oh, that was horrible. Why? Well, they're supposed to be making an Emoji movie now.
Yeah, and a Frogger movie. But
go on.
I would like to see, Lupin the Third. Anime?
Yeah.
And
I've
if you really want to make a challenge, remember when I got off on Marvel when they claimed diversity, when for the second time they took away from an Asian actor?
Yes.
Well, Lupin and his gang are all Asians.
Yeah.
I can think of a few people that could fill in the blanks.
Yeah.
Frank Cho, Lupin the Third.
But what's funny is, if you watch the cartoon, they were drawn as Caucasians.
Well, Lupin is Asian and French because he is the descendant of the original Arsène Lupin.
Right, right.
So he would have the reason for the insult term round eye, and that is an insult term in the Asian world.
Wow.
The other two, they are Asian, and they do have the traditional markings.
Cool. All right. Just going to say, we have 10 minutes left. I have one update to read this week. So let me do that, and then we get back to whatever else we want to talk about.
All right. I shall be muted.
Yeah, okay. This will take like a minute, Tobbs. All right. This is from Heroes and Villains. This was posted last week after we went – well, no, it was on about the same time, but – you know, it was posted like 10 minutes before we went off air. I don't have time to double check these things. So this is Friday update number 189 from Golden Girl. Here we go. Okay, this week we've been continuing to work on the foundations for having more environmental interaction in the game. This time focusing on ways to show players what objects are available to be interacted with. The simplest way to do this would be to have... and I think just scrolled up. Sorry about that. I lost the page. The simplest way to do this would... be to have a tooltip / pop-up appear when a player move their mouse cursor over an interactive object. But this brings up potential issues of accessibility for players who might not have some form of visual impairment, especially for smaller objects that might not stand out that well from the rest of the environment. For example, a book on a full bookshelf or a cell phone on a desk with other clutter. To minimize this problem, we're using a concept that other games also use, which is to let the player have the option of highlighting interactive objects in a special easy-to-see color, which is currently set at mid-purple shade. However, because of the potential for various environmental textures and lighting effects to clash with it, as well as making sure that it's suitable for colorblind players, we will also be adding an option to change the highlight tint if and when it's needed. Have a heroic villainous weekend, the heroes and villains team. Come back on now.
Okay.
That's our update for the week, guys. Sorry there aren't more. I know City of Titans, they do one every couple weeks. And I don't know what's going on with Valiant. I checked over there, and right now their alpha isn't even open anymore. So.
They may be switching to beta. Remember, I did hear rumors.
Right. You're right. Okay. So that's what we have for them. Okay, so.
Now, note, rumors, they are not confirmed. There,
rumors.
You're safe.
Rumors.
I did have one question on my side here. What
for
are
me?
You going to do after DawnCon?
What do you mean, like immediately after? Or?
Well, immediately after, I've already told everyone, Sunday, I am not the leader. I am going to relax. And play the game.
probably relaxing too, because you know me sitting up with my back the way it is right now. Me sitting up this long for tonight's show, because I had to set up this keyboard. My back will be in a lot of pain, so I'll actually be on my bed on my laptop for tomorrow's show. That being said,
as for future endeavors, now, a couple of things I can't mention at the moment, but Pogo, you're aware of one of them. I asked you your permission on it.
Yes.
And until we're able to figure things out, I'm not going to reveal that one.
Right.
People asked about if we're going to do the COH closing anniversary again. And if we do, I want to do what we did with the COH anniversary and do it with Takeith again. He's
that
a great person.
Yeah.
He's able to do organization over there. I could do my side over here on Champions.
Well, to give you a more specific answer, what I'll be doing after DawnCon 2, I'll probably be going to bed after that. Sunday, I have a few things to do. Hopefully, the rest of the week, I will be able to spend time on this comic-conhq.com website and watch some panels from Comic-Con and just see what I missed, you know, grind some good tidbits to talk about next week. I did have some tonight. I will say for next week, you know, because DawnCon 2 is tomorrow. And we were talking about Ghostbusters because those were the hot topics in our, you know, and that's what the show is supposed to be about. All things movies.
That did not involve Trump or Clinton. Let's put that as, quickly.
And
we tried to avoid those two as much as we could.
We tried, yes. Because I know people don't. And, you know, I mean, you know, you have your own opinions. It's funny to watch. It's funny to watch these things. And I got to say, I did watch the RNC this week because I've never seen one. I really didn't watch, and I just wanted to a little bit here and there this week. And the thing is, it's not open to the public. You have to be a delegate in good standing with that, those political parties.
Mm-hmm. But as for DawnCon 3.
Hold on. Wait, hold on. I will say the funniest thing was this. Wednesday night at midnight on MSNBC, the guys, Michael Cho and, I can't remember his name, the guys who do the Weekend Update on Saturday Night Live, they did a special RNC edition of Weekend Update, which was pretty damn funny.
Good.
So now Wednesday night, they're going to do the same Democrat. They're going to take their turn at the Democrats at midnight Wednesday night on MSNBC.
Hopefully equal opportunity teasing. That's all I ask.
Yeah, that's all I want equal opportunity. You know, you offend one the way they did, which is funny as all hell. You've got to offend the other the same way. Don't hold back. That's why I'm glad it was on MSNBC because it's not NBC, and I think some of their jokes, they were a little more laid back. You know what I mean? They didn't have to. They didn't have to worry about not saying certain things. So,
but as for DawnCon 3, just like last year, I got to see what happens tomorrow.
Hopefully, it'll be good. Yeah, hopefully tomorrow night will be awesome. And I would say it will probably take a week or two before we even start talking about DawnCon 3. I'm sure.
Are you kidding? They're already talking now.
You know what I mean? I mean, before we sit down and
say.
Right. So here's the deal. Here's the deal. This is what I know for sure. This is how we planned. This is what I said last year. Let's do it the Saturday night of the San Diego Comic-Con. So once we find out when 2017 San Diego Comic-Con is, it'll be that Saturday night. Once we find out the official dates, which will probably be Sunday night, actually, because they do they say it's for the people there. They get not early registration, but they could fill out forms or whatever. To be notified, or if they're vendors, they could fill out their packets early for next year. So pretty much a few people always take a picture of the dates and they put it on Facebook or whatever. So once that's done,
we got 3 minutes to go. I think we have to do it one more time. One last time.
Which
play
one?
The ad.
For DawnCon.
For DawnCon 2.
Yep.
The last time.
I should have played. All right, one more time, people. Here we go, the DawnCon 2 promo. Sit back and enjoy.
The first one took Champions by storm. It's time to answer the call again. It's DawnCon 2, a Comic-Con-style event to be held July 23rd from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern. A celebration of all things superhero, gaming, anime, and cartoons. Hosted by Paragon Dawn. Music provided by DJ Steel and Diamond D of Cape Radio. Guests include, but not limited to, Pogo Man and Tony V of the Save COH Podcast. Swackhammer, letterer of the digital comic Zombie Ever After. Softlips, listen as she takes us on how Carnuga is made. more to be listed at www.paragondawn.com and the Facebook page. Join us for Dawn Con 2, July 23rd from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern in the Champions Headquarters. Dawn Con 2, because we can.
It's the challenge of the Dawn Con friends, of the Paragon Dawn friends. Aquaman summons a giant mollusk.
No, it would be Boop summons a large plushie.
That's right. Boop summons a giant plushie.
No, no, meep, 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 meep.
Oh, sorry. Wait. Meep, 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 meep. Meep. Okay. All right, everybody. Thank you all for tuning in tonight. You guys rock. We love you all. Without you guys, it would just be me and Mad Viking talking to ourselves for an hour and a half, and we could do that anytime. We've done it before. We'll do it again. And we do. I got the 10 seconds. And please, everybody, if you can tomorrow night, go on Champions Online. Download it tonight if you haven't. Make a character. Join us in the headquarters for Champions. It's right across the street from Ren Center. It's got the big C on top. You can't miss it. And it's safe to get there as a low-level character. Come on down. Join us 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow. We'll be back next week. Thank you all for tuning in. Have a great week, everybody. Enjoy the cons this weekend. All right. I think that's it. Let me just say my game. Okay. Good show tonight.
It's going to be so sad to put that ad away.
I know. Did I play it? I know. I should have played it more tonight. Damn it. I forgot all about
it. Well, at least we did it dramatically.
Yes. Well, we could do it again. Just think. Once we have the date for next year, we can make a couple of them for next year's.
I already got the tune ready for it. I stumbled onto it.
Oh, yeah?
The ending tune of the final scene of Justice League Unlimited.
Oh, that was awesome. With all the heroes coming out. You know what's funny? It dawned on me, no pun intended, that it was the last scene, the last episode when all the heroes are coming out at the end. I'm going,
I actually want to make a video with that song with Paragon Dawn running down the steps.
Oh, that would be cool.
We just need a videographer.
Pogo Man would have to leap, though. He wouldn't just run down. He wouldn't run down, so he would leap out of the building.
You see, you have the creeper who leaps. We have flyers,
right? So, yeah, didn't they all? Wait, they all ran or they flew out?
Some flew, some ran. The creeper bounced.
They're all standing here staring. I'm going to say goodnight.
All right. But yeah, it's like put an ad out on Safe COH. We need someone who's good with fraps and video recording.
Oh. Hold on. I'm going to say some Paragon chat. I said it locally, that's wrong.
Nah. In a way, I'm hoping people who used to play City of Heroes heard me talk about option C. And really do it. I mean, I know the Justice Girls tried. They flopped on Champions. They're semi-live on DCUO. You know, but there's so many people who ran great super groups, and they got the knowledge. Use it.
Yes. Yeah. Because we used to have some great videographers. Oh, I remember the one. I can't watch the video. It made me cry. She had one. She was given one last day in COH.
Yep,
I cannot watch that anymore. Oh, Samurai-ko. I watched that. I teared up. I was like, damn it. I wanted to bring this up today. Shit.
What?
Did you hear about this? They are doing, they've made it. It's a Captain America statue, a real life statue.
Oh, yeah, I saw about that. Yeah.
I was going to mention, they're going to put it in Brooklyn after they're going to go on tour.
Oh, and I wanted to mention something. Remember you were talking about how they were getting, people complaining how women are getting on comics. They're only there for sexy poses.
Nope. Yes.
Nightwing is now the latest butt shower.
Really?
Yes. It seems they are turning up the heat for Nightwing. So therefore, the Spider-Woman ever famous, butt cover. No.
Right.
Move over. Here comes Nightwing.
Oh, good Lord. you know what's funny? I was at Eternal Con a month ago, and I just remembered this. They were doing like the Fan Film Festival. Some group, they did an online Nightwing YouTube series.
I remember seeing that.
And it's supposed to be very good, and they're up to the next season already, or the end of season two. I forget, and I was like, I wrote it down. It's on my phone, and I was going to check that out. I have too many things to check it out. Did you ever hear this show, Video Game High School?
I remember it.
You remember it or you don't? It was a YouTube-only show. It was out a few years ago, and somebody mentioned it to me, and I started watching it. I got up to episode 3 of season 3, which is the final season, and that was it. I stopped watching it. So I keep meaning, like, maybe sometime this summer I'm going to go back and watch it. But I'm
right,
so
well,
far behind.
We got stuff to talk about next week.
Yeah, that. All right. I tell you what, we got to get out of here because they're getting ready for the next show.
All right. So if you're listening to the after party, tune in next week for the Captain American statue. Tune in next week for the results of DonCon. And tune in for ladies, tune in for Nightwing's butt.
And Video Game High School, if I ever get to watch it again. All right. Thank you, Mad Viking, for co-hosting. Thank you for tuning in tonight. You guys rock. We know DonCon 2 is tomorrow, but we also know San Diego Comic-Con is going on, and that's the big event this weekend. No kidding. So enjoy both. If you haven't got tickets, we know you can look on YouTube. You know, find some cool things to watch. Just remember it's going to be there year-round. I have no idea what the schedule is this year. Like I said, I think because I found this website, I'm waiting till Monday to look at anything. You know, because the live advertisement is doing. But damn it, I really want to check out tomorrow for a bit Marvel Live. Every year I say this, I'm going to check it out or I've already missed 2 days of it. Because really, it's an all-day thing. They run from 9 to 5. They leave the thing running from the first minute the con opens till the last minute. And the last day is really sad because then the last 30 seconds, they have the entire crew that's there. They all get in front to wave goodbye to everybody. And the 1 year I found, I'm like, oh, I missed the whole damn thing. So anyway, we're going to have fun. Tomorrow night's our con. Tomorrow night's our turn to take over with everything going on. And like I said, I went to Eternal Con a month ago or so, so I think I'm still on a high from that. But anyway, have a great night. Thank you, Mad Viking. I will talk to you later on in a little bit after this. I got some laundry to go fold now. Yes, real life is taking over. Vulgar Man, the superhero, has to go fold laundry. Oh. All right, buddy. I will talk to you later. Thank you again. Everybody, have a great night. We'll see you next week. And, oh, yeah, it's hot out there. Stay cool and stay hydrated. Anything else you'd like to add?
Good night, Gracie.
Well done. Good night, everybody.